Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. Hello, everyone. I'm glad you've taken the time to tune in. I've got a little cold. Can you hear it? It's been threatening me for days, and it's finally taken hold, this cold. But I like the, I kind of like what it does to the voice. Adds a little male resonance that I'm sometimes lacking with my healthy voice. Let's go back to the dawn of jazz fusion. Coming out of the Miles Davis camp, we had musicians like John McLaughlin, keyboardist Larry Young, and Tony Williams, fantastic drummer. This is Tony Williams' lifetime. Jack Bruce on bass from 69. The song is Bashkar from the album Emergency. Tony Williams' lifetime. Lots of music this hour. I'm sick. We'll be right back. Jade Warrior is one of those bands I've heard about for years, but I'm really not that familiar with their output. This is from 1971. I thought they were an Asian band, maybe just the connotations of the name Jade Warrior, but they're British, from the Prague movement of the early 70s, from their self-titled debut. This is Jade Warrior with The Traveler and The Dusty Show, 1971. Pretty song from Jade Warrior on The Dusty Show. Clay Bidgett with you. I have a little cold as we're approaching the holidays. I'm trying to get it out of the way. It really came on last night as I was starting to put the show together. It's kind of an odd comfort to having a cold, isn't there? Something about that sick place. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm way off base with that. Cold comforts. McGinnis Flint, have you heard of them? I never had. Some people kind of say they're like a British version of the Band. This goes back to 1970. Self-titled debut album, McGinnis Flint. This is Brothers Psyche. Tom McGinnis started the band. He used to be with Manfred Mann. Brothers Psyche.
Thank you.
Linda's talking about having a cold on the Accu. She said the thing is to sweat while staying hydrated. Sweat, sweat, sweat. And be safe. Don't pass out in the tub. Have someone around. Can you really pass out and drown in the bathtub?
I like their sound. McGinnis Splint. They didn't really go anywhere. But that's a great song. Brother Psyche from 1970. McGinnis Splint on The Dusty Show. Let's go back a year before that to 69. Right after the Jimi Hendrix Experience broke up, their bassist started a new band. Do you know the name of that band? They were called Fat Mattress, not to be confused with Toe Fat. I think that had some Uriah Heep affiliations, Toe Fat. This is Fat Mattress from their debut on ATCO, a song called Magic Forest on The Dusty Show, kicking off the TNP. Hardy White coming up at 7.
Take a look around you and you see just where you are. The beauty will astound you that's around you and so far away. The magic forest. If the veil's a darkness in which you choose to hide, come into the light, babe. Forget your foolish pride. There is a forest where everybody goes. The magic forest that everybody knows. Coffee tasting toadstool.
Charging Tiger, it's gum, deep red, almost black, with dick, blood, fleeting cheetah, muscle hammer, tension, mounting, wild eyes, streaking, spotted cheetah, running, dust, the dry weeds, of the desperate, pompous, Brazilian, pompous, where the cheetah has been taken, leaping at crows, farting, silently, in the mist, grandma knits, dirty sock, grandpa's, dirty, thin, Burlington, hosiery, no. They are thin, brown, stiff, old man's, horrible, waste-colored stockings. Grandpa cannot bend. He grunts, farts, he laughs. at inappropriate moments.
Billy got an F in math. Why are you laughing, Grandpa?
Why are you laughing, Grandpa? Billy got an F in math. Didn't you hear?
Yes, but it don't matter. The kid will never go to college.
He'll be selling parakeet food by the side of the road. I'm just a boy trying to find my feet.
Trying to find my feet.
Selling food for the parakeets by the side of the road.
But he can't add up the total.
Cause I'm bad at math.
I'm so dang stupid.
Stupid.
Billy is stupid, isn't he?
Yes, yes, he is.
His friends are so bright.
Billy's stupid.
My son,
grandson is stupid. A small brain shriveling inside his tiny junior noggin.
The excited voice
of the office
manager's
manic outburst,
realizing just
how much
nothing
I'm foisting
forward.
And
You're taking it. Yes, you are.
Pellets.
Talking.
Anus.
Power. I saw this next band at the Iowa State Fair back in 76. They were opening for Elton John and Steely Dan at the fair. We were so excited. My friend Kurt and I drove all the way to Des Moines to see them. These are the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver, the Arms of Mary on the Dusty Show.
It's almost got kind of a Dire Straits sound too, doesn't it? They were from Scotland, the Sutherland Brothers and Quiver. The Arms of Mary on the Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I'm glad to know you're listening, reading your comments on the Accu playlist, my good friends there. I've got a little cold. Did you catch it yet this fall? It's kind of going around. But I'm glad to be here with you. It always makes me feel better. I loved the old James Gang with Joe Walsh, especially that Rides Again album. So good. From 1970 on ABC, the James Gang classic, Tend My Garden, Dusty Show.
James Gang were good, weren't they? Rides again. You guys like that Sutherland Brothers, too. I'm glad you're out there. With your cold remedies and well wishes, makes me feel good. You're my friends. Such an Ohio sound, Ohio.
Flowers, she's sitting for poses. She wants me to sing my song. Hours, she's like a stone Moses. Guess I'll sing along.
Album from the James Gang, Rides Again. Well, I mentioned Jade Warrior earlier, a band that I hear about for years, but I just didn't know that much about them. Same with Amon Duel. It's a name you'll hear bandied about at FMU, even lots of people familiar. They're from Germany. This goes back to the early 70s. Some psych prog for you. The United Artists label, the album Tanz der Lemminge. This is Amon Duel 2. Stumbling over melted moonlight. Clay Pigeon with you, just sick as a dog. On the Dusty Show. Dusty, dust, dusty, dust, dusty, dust, dusty show.
Fredericks is out there on the ECU. Hey, Fredericks, good to hear from you. It's been a while. Lots of people excited about the new Star Wars. Are you? Check in.
Robaccia says, Amon Duel 2 are great. Jake Gould is going to see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like acid music, isn't it? What's that new acid band? Gizzard Wizard? Or anybody heard them? Are they good?
Appreciating your emails that you send me sometimes to the Dusty Show. After last week's Donald Trump program, I got some emails. You can always send them dusty@wfmu.org. I wanted to get out there and interview again this week, but once I got out amongst the people, I didn't feel so well. So I came back home and started just kind of fishing around looking for some music to play for you. I came across this metal cut. I feel like I should give you a warning. Some of you don't like it when I play more metal-oriented stuff, but I do like it, and I like to throw it in now and again. So I'm going to play some Testament from 1988, the New Order album on Megaforce Worldwide Atlantic. And I never noticed how much the singer sounds like James Hetfield to me. Really does, of Metallica. This is Testament with Into the Pit on The Dusty Show. I'm always on Grand Funk's website. Both the Don and Mel Grand Funk and Mark Farner's NRG band. I'm an old Grand Funk fan from way back. Just got that adolescent connection for me. It's real comfort food musically for me, Grand Funk. Born to Die. I don't know much about that album. It's the one where they're all in coffins on the cover. It's a real dark theme. From 1976, the bicentennial year, I was a senior in high school. This is Grand Funk with Genevieve from Born to Die on the Dusty Show, an instrumental. Check out the guys jamming.
Isn't it? Instrumental track, Craig Frost on organ. Late period Grand Funk. They were about to hang it up. I think they had one more album to do with Frank Zappa at the helm. Good singing, good playing. They always slagged Farner for his guitar playing, but he had soul, man. Native American, too. He's been given some awards by Native American organizations for his success and for his proud heritage. Tough times too for Mark. His son was paralyzed, very sad. And he's very bummed about Don and Mel kind of giving him the boot and working with, Bruce Kulick from Kiss now. They need to get Mark, Don, and Mel back together. Get him in that Hall of Fame. After they worked with Todd Rundgren on the Shining On album, I can really tell how it affected Mark's tonality choices on guitar. He really processing it. The Todd influence. Todd's going to be on, what, Saturday with Michael Shelley, I think, and Doug Yule from Velvet Underground. Good things coming up on FMU. I agree with you, David. Bruce Kulick is a respectable guitarist. He did a nice job with the Kiss, Post Ace, and Vinny. Free Tommy. Sweeks likes the organ. The organ's sometimes a bone of contention with FMU listeners. Some don't like that old B3 swell. Are the comments helping? Marcel, you're so right. It's not Todd on Michael Shelley. It's with Toddophonic Todd. Double Todds. Sorry about that.
I was lucky to have a couple of older brothers that were always bringing interesting music home from college. Bands like The Move and The Bubble Puppy. Oh, so many. Flamin' Groovies, who just started, they played at Monty Hall, right? And another album I remember was Stomu Yamashita's Red Buddha Theater. I'd certainly never seen or heard of that in high school in rural Iowa. So, last evening, as I was poking around on the internet, I looked up Stomu Yamashita and found this interesting track, a collaboration with Seiji Ozawa, the album 100 Best 20th Century Classics. Let's hear Stomu and Seiji with Cassiopeia for percussion solo and orchestra from 1972.
Todd Berngren and Doug Yule on with Toddophonic Todd, 6 p.m. Saturday, December 19th, just to clarify. It's going to be great. I love this Stomu.
Reminds me of Apocalypse Now a little bit, those mysterious sounds at Colonel Kurtz's encampment. That's such a great movie. The horror. The horror. Stomu Yamashita, Seiji Ozawa, on the Dusty Show. This next track I stumbled upon an interesting story. From 1971, a whole album's worth of recordings that Universal put up the money for an artist named Stephen Tetra, who had a thing called Of Wondrous Legends. And you take those first letters and it spells owl. This is Owl a whole album of this kind of nice folk, reissued by Locust in 2009. This is Owl with Upon the Wings of Gabriel.
Gabriel and me set upon to take a journey just to see what we could see. My friend Gabriel and me, we set out in the night with a warm breeze on our side. There was nothing else to decide for Gabriel and me. We cruised the dark with curved wings. We had so many songs to sing, and in that night throughout our flight we wanted to learn
This is when we observed
the flight of the communion lark.
Communion lark.
Its
proportional
short wings fluttering. Thousands of beats of the wings per half hour. The little bird flies a surprising distance. One might imagine that he'd rest now and again along the way. But on this day and this flight, he flies high into a stiff north wind, his little wings beating thousands of times per half hour.
Come closer to me.
He descends from the clouds, having reached his destination. His tired wings cease their beating. He lands on a thin branch just east of Parachute, Colorado. Looks about. He crouches and does his thing and goes winging. Gain skyward, building speed over the bounding ocean's deep, across the verdant prairies, the tallest crags so popular.
disappointed and lonely.
The driest, deadest, deserts.
Over all of these, he flies.
It's awfully cold.
Actually, Paul, it's
quite
comfortable.
I am cold.
Let me bring you a blanket, Paul.
Yes, and a bowl of priest's porridge.
I can hardly imagine we could afford priest's porridge on your paltry...
paltry what?
Paycheck, Paul.
Oh, must you remind me?
I'm afraid I must, Paul.
But why?
To remind you of your duties, Paul.
I know what well they are, Mary.
Recite them to me, Paul.
Must I, Mary, really?
It's the very least you can do, isn't it, Paul?
I suppose I...
Isn't it, Paul?
Yes, well, I...
Paul.
Yes, Mary.
Scratch my head, Paul.
Scratch your scalp, Mary. Now, please. Paul, it itches, sir. Oh, yes.
How's that, Mary?
Yes, Paul, yes. All right, Mary, all right. Harder, Paul, yes, harder, yes, Paul.
Oh, Paul.
All right, Mary, harder, yes, Paul. All right, Mary, that's enough.
Oh, thank you,
that's
Paul.
Enough.
Thank you, Paul.
Mary loves whenever I scratch her head.
Because my scalp is full of mites from the bugs in her head.
Horrible mites from the bony shed.
Yes, raised on dung, they were amply fed.
In the dark.
And now they live in the wing pit of the lark.
Yes, mites in the wing pit of the lark.
Becoming dislodged.
Becoming dislodged.
Whoa, Braintree, whoa. Whoa, Braintree. Aren't you a proud pony?
Yes, Braintree, yes.
Oh, all right. Here's your carrot, Braintree. Here's your carrot.
You're awfully hungry today, aren't you, Braintree?
Yes.
Braintree's horrible hunger gnaws at him, hides in his brisket, confronts him in his loneliest hour. In the dark, Braintree, with nothing but time to think. In his awful moments of the steaming glue and the bland gelatin, he will become, when his usefulness has ended, as surely it will, as sure as December winds, playful ghosts twist upon the frozen lake, as sure as the warm pile of briquette-sized compressed grasses steams beneath his quivering shanks. And now just when it seems you have left us, when all hope seems to be fading as does red in the sun, sweet Braintree, rise up on your shriveled haunches. Fear my terse whip, so tightly wound, so taut, so black its sweat-soaked leather stinking. And the flies, Braintree, the flies, large carrion flies, how they buzz and gather. How deep blue fades to darkest black in the deepest midnight, when all stars perish and all clouds so silently explode into perfect ghastly mists, and from the hallowed horn the trumpetist blows.
One long lonely note in the night.
Sweet
brain tree. One long lonely note. And he just keeps holding it.
Yes.
Until he finally gets tired.
Well, I hope you haven't finally gotten tired of the Dusty Show. But that is it for this week, anyway. This is Clay Pitch, and I'm glad that you took the time to tune in, hang out with me for a little while. It's always fun and always appreciated. As I mentioned, you can always email me, Dusty. At WFMU.org. I'm going to leave you with something, a nice uplifting message. It's a one-hit wonder band from Tampa, Florida. 1969 was the year. Remember this one? From Mercy. It's called Only Love Can Make You Happy. Always remember.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks for listening to The Dusty Show. I appreciate it. Thanks, all you AccuPlaylisters, for checking in and everyone listening out there. Next week, try to put a Christmas show together for you. That should be nice. That's it. The TNP is next. Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition on the way. Take care, and always remember.
Welcome. to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we have a sort of adult education class, but it's more like elementary school. And in elementary school class where for the past month you've had a substitute teacher who is an older, unqualified gentleman who spends most of his time telling fishing stories and taking little naps. But it leaves you a lot of time to visit with your friends and to let your imagination soar.
Question.
Sure.
Do you have acromegaly?
No. Why do you ask?
You seem big for a sixth grader.
Oh, no. I'm a grown-up.
A what? Do you mean adult?
Yes.
So you don't have a tumor on your pituitary gland?
Oh, no. I'm a normal-sized, fit, early middle-aged man. And how do you know about acromegaly?
From our human genetics class.
You take human genetics in sixth grade?
No. Who do you think I am? I took it in fifth grade.
Wow.
Took it instead of developmental neurobiology. It kicked my butt.
I feel you. I failed health class.
May I ask why you're in the sixth grade?
Well, there was this adult education program I signed up for, and there was some kind of confusion, and I ended up in middle school. Which is fine, because honestly, I do not remember anything I learned. Well, some things. Y'all still tell fart jokes?
Not really. What's your name?
Hardy.
Hardy. I'm Max.
Nice to meet you, Max. I'm really looking forward to this field trip.
Have you been to the Stiller Museum before?
No, this is my first time. I'm very excited.
It's a cool place. Probably unlike any museum you've ever been to before.
So did you ask him?
Yeah, he doesn't have it. He's just some old dude.
$10, please.
You made a bet?
Yeah, I really thought you had a pituitary adenoma. Biology isn't really my forte.
Wow, sixth grade has really changed since my day.
I bet they teach numerical linear algebra much differently now than they did back then. Matrix multiplication algorithms and all.
Oh, no doubt. That's like times tables, right?
Man, you're quite the wit.
Thank you.
Well, if you don't mind, I have to get back to listening to this Noam Chomsky lecture on my iPod. I have a debate tomorrow with the anarcho-syndicalist club at my school, and I need to get inside their heads.
Well, thanks, Max. When I entered the sixth grade, I also entered a new school, and I didn't know anybody. I had managed to make friends at my last school by my willingness to smear cupcake in my hair. And that goes a long way, by the way. I don't know what it is. It's people, kids like risk takers. But I didn't know anybody in my new school. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do? What's going to be my identity? How am I going to draw people to me? And I thought, well, I'll do it with comedy. I'll be funny. I've managed to make other people laugh simply by humiliating myself, so it can't be that difficult. But this time I thought, now I'm going to take a different tack. This time I'll have some material ready. So I memorized some Shelley Berman records I found around the house. Now you're saying, oh, who's that? Exactly. And children at that time would have said that, and also many adults. So he was a comedian, and he made these comedy records. And he had many routines. One of them was talking on the phone to somebody you couldn't see. He said, really, is that what I did last night? That kind of thing. It was great. And I didn't get all the jokes. I said, why is it funny that Carol Lombard is getting on a plane? But I knew it was good material. I said, I want to do something a little cerebral here. So I memorized all these old records. Now, see, I was raised by old people. And this is a little bit of a problem. You know, first day of school going there, you know, hey, fellas, something like that, using antiquated slang or something. Well, ain't that a pip? So I didn't know that I was from the past or something. Teacher didn't introduce me, but here's our new student, Hardy, and he is from the past. So just welcome him. You know, why is he wearing a newsboy cap? Well, because he sold papers in the 20s. So I felt like I didn't know I was behind the times like that. I had some friends, but they are also odd. You know, I just run into strange people. I didn't have any normal kids. So I got there, sitting in the class, and I thought, man, I can't wait to try out my material at some point. This is going to go over great at lunch. I was already thinking, what am I going to use for the phone? Maybe a banana. Seems perfect. They said, did I really? Oh, it's Sammy Spiro. I did what to your mother? Oh, I'm so sorry. That kind of thing. So I sat there in the class, and I was kind of, you know, assessing everybody, and there's Jay. Oh, Jay was tall and handsome. He was an athlete in the class already. and I didn't know it, but he was already sort of class clown. And I thought, oh, I don't know, you know, I wonder what Jay's material is. So we sat there in that first class, and a few minutes into it, Jay leaned to one side and let rip an enormous fart. Now, in my family, we didn't even say that word. That was like an F word. People didn't say, you did that, said, go to the restroom to do that. So it wasn't fun. I mean, a lot of families, it's funny to sit around doing it. Not mine. I don't know why. My grandfather had other jokes. He'd be willing to say, oh, rectum, hell, it damn near killed him. So he wasn't afraid of any kind of jokes in the that region, the end of your colon. But I felt for some reason that was offensive in my house. We weren't big potty humor folk. So and then the class went nuts. The laughter, I've never heard such, that kind of laughter that the kids couldn't stop laughing. And then they were laughing so much that they involuntarily expelled gas. Now the poor teacher, at the time, I'm sure she is younger than me, but at the time I thought, oh, the teacher, she's like 80 or 90 years old. Bless her heart. And I felt very protective of old people. I thought, oh no, I hope we're not, you know, we're breaking this old lady's heart here. She did not indeed find it funny. And she turned around, and it was as if that was the last straw. And I did not know at the time. Here's something you don't know. You just look at that lady. I did not know at the time that her own son was very sick and dying. So she's in no mood. And the kids didn't know, and maybe would not have cared. I do not know. Sometimes children are like some sort of wonderful, impish spirit. Say, oh, yeah, your problems are nothing. We are the imps of the universe. And we fly through time and space doing that. And in the face of people who think that their problems are enormous. But I don't think that was the case. These just little bratty children. And she turned around and she exacerbated the situation by uttering what came to be a slogan for the rest of the year and for some of us for years to come. And that is, control your sphincters, which I think is still to this day is probably a good lesson. And it's really one of the few things I learned in sixth grade. Control your sphincters. You. And this, of course, was greeted with peals of laughter. And I was just sitting there thinking, man, I don't think my Shelley Berman routine is going to go over very well. You know, gosh, I don't think anybody even knows.